Salutations and proclamations. It is I, it is you, it is us, it is we. Together we make up the Daily Fit Podcast. Welcome everybody. I'm Philly's number one son, aka the Body Alchemist. And we are officially in October. Wow. How quick did that take place? I mean, we're in the fall. I mean, we might not have officially had the little, you know, it's fall or autumn. What is it? Is it fall or autumn? I don't know. We might not have had that officially announced, but in my opinion, we are in the fall. The children are back in school. The pools are closed. Everything. We are like being shot out of a cannon. I remember when I was younger, it just seemed like it took so long to get to each month. And when you got to summer, it flew by. Just like it did recently, but now it seems like years are flying by so quickly. And that's why it's so important to take the time out to, you know, pay attention to the things that matters, your family, your friends, yourself, which is why we like to do the show here, you know, the Daily Fit Podcast. We're always back with family. You know, we're always thinking about family in the village and each one teach one. That is our consistent mantra that we focus on here at the Daily Fit Podcast. And it's important to spend that time, that quality time, you know, speaking to good people, conveying messages and communicating to your family, to your friends, you know, and speaking to people that are going to help uplift you. Speaking of which, we have some great guests today on the show. We have Nick Slide Damius, powerlifting champion, bodybuilding champion, anti-bullying spokesponent to speak in his message, his truth of what needs to take place to help our young people overcome bullying. You know, this is going to be a powerful interview for you. First of all, I want to take the time out just to let you all know this is a special young man. They call him the Young Lion. I have given him the nickname the Warrior because he is a warrior, and he displays it, in my opinion, and 100% of his fiber, of his beings and his molecules. It's going to be a powerful, powerful piece to listen to. And I would recommend you listen to it with somebody young as well as somebody who you think might be going through something. Or if you're going through something, take the time to listen to this young man. All right. And because it's just a powerful message. And I'm honored that he came on the show to share his story and to share his energy, you know, and his time and his message. So this is going to be a great, 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 great interview with Nick Slide Damius. Coming up soon, actually coming up next. Also, we have in the Drop in the Jewels section, we have a Miss Tiana Savoy, who is going to drop the jewels on why massage therapy is beneficial and why you should possibly right now at this moment be looking up, Googling, Yahooing or whatever. Wait a minute, do people still Yahoo? I don't know. I don't understand. But why you should be Googling and looking up massage therapy and what it can do for you. She's going to be dropping the jewels coming up later in the show. That's Miss Tiana Savoy, and that's going to be a great interview. And again, I've been blessed to have some awesome people on this show. I've been blessed to have this platform, so I'm so glad I get to talk to people who are passionate about what they're doing. As always, thank you for tuning in. You're with the Daily Fit Podcast.
You're now tuned in to the Daily Fit Podcast.
Hello? Anyone out there?
Daily Fit Podcast.
So everybody, just want to remind everyone that's listening and tuning in that October is Anti-Bullying Month, as well as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So it's a lot going on in the month of October. Just want to call remembrance to everyone, so that they can pay attention to these events that are taking place. There are a number of events taking place within the different metropolises of the East Coast, as I'm sure as the Midwest and West Coast. We have some events that are taking place within the city of Philadelphia. We'll try to have those posted up some information about that to share with you all, which segues into this interview with Nick Slide Damius, as he talks to us a little bit about his battle with bullying, standing up against bullying and his message that he wants to convey to others against bullying. Something that I think perhaps many of us have experienced. I know I experienced it a little bit coming up when I was younger. But this is going to be an interesting piece, or rather interesting conversation to listen to with Mr. Damius, as he lets us walk in his shoes for a bit. So without further ado, our interview with Nick Slott Damius, the Young Lion.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the De La Fit Podcast, and we have a great guest on the line with us right now. First, I just want to talk about the month we're in. It is October. October is a lot of things going on. Right now, it is Bullying Prevention Month, which is something that is really dear to my heart, working with the youth, working with children and teens, which is why I searched out this specific guest. This is a young man who I'm honored to have on the show. I've watched his YouTube channel. I've seen him on social media, and the man is worthy of his nickname, Young Lion. Introducing Mr. Nick Slott Damius. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How's it going?
I'm doing well today, sir. How are you?
I'm great.
So, Damius, got a lot to talk about, brother, because I listened to some of your story. It grabbed me from different points. I remember you, first of all, I don't know if you remember me. We used to train at the same gym for a little bit, which is Body Challenge.
Yeah.
So, and I never really knew you. You know, I know I was on my, I was always on my mission. I know you were always on yours, but seeing you on your YouTube, all right, and I listened to some of your story, and I could identify greatly from my own youth growing up. So I want you to talk to our audience. Tell them a little bit about yourself. All right. Tell them who you are. Just break down some of the things that have make you you.
Well, Nick Slott Damius, born and raised in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. I came to the United States when I was 9 years old, where I started facing bullying. Once I really came here, I wouldn't really say it started in school, but I would say, like, even during that summer, because I came in July, you know, the kids in the neighborhood already were, like, picking on me and stuff like that. And, you know, of course, when school started, it only got worse. When I talk about bullying, I don't really, it's not just the, you know, oh, they making fun of me type of bullying. I'm talking dealing with gangs.
Right.
Gangs in the army, you know, dealing with, like, even teachers were afraid to speak up because the kids were in school, they knew, like, you know, what their parents were involved in. You know, because these are kids whose parents would come to the school snapping on the teacher and threatening the teachers, so teachers were afraid to speak up and do something about it. We fast forward, I had to overcome bullying. In order for me to overcome the bullying, I had to turn myself into a weapon. So, you know, I started taking Taekwondo, Muay Thai, Aikido, and, you know, I started bodybuilding. Now, with me starting bodybuilding, it allowed me to bring something out. It served as like a anti-depression, I would say. Put me in a position to become a different person. And it helped me a lot with, you know, the bullying, because the bigger I got and the stronger I got, the more I was able to defend myself, because we're not just talking about just kids here. When you talk about the other thing, you're talking about grown men, you know,
right,
compared to the age that I was. So being able to fight them off was not the easiest thing, but it's something that needed to be done. You know, of course, one of the main things that came to my mind, because I was really alone, because you understand, my father's blind, my mother doesn't speak any English. So now the first thing that comes to mind is suicide. You know, I attempted, had multiple thoughts of it and everything. And if we fast forward, I got diagnosed with PTSD, depression, I say back in 2015. And it was all regarding those situations, because now any little aspect of your life, it really affects it, you know, not just like on one category, you know, sitting there listening to certain conversations even would, you know, get you in a certain mood where, you know, you feel as though you got to defend yourself.
Right.
So all of these things play the role. Then, you know, the positive aspect of all of that is start competing in bodybuilding, powerlifting, and playing football, where I would say I did a pretty great job, you know, breaking records, winning championships in all sport. And, you know, a lot of them was, you know, best lifter, MVP, you name it.
Right.
But for me personally, that was never really enough. You know what I mean? That was never really enough. I feel as though I owed it to everyone. And I owed it to even those guys who bullied me to give back. You know? Because one thing with me...
One quick question.
I'm going to leave that.
One quick question. Why would you say that you felt that you owed it? Why?
Because they played a big role in turning me to who I am. They played a big role in making me who I am. And I'm someone who gives credit where credit is due.
Okay.
I believe till this day that if I was not bullied, I wouldn't be who I am. And I've learned to accept who I am. It's an unfortunate situation, but, you know, some things, you know, you just, that kid that first came to the United States, I would say he's dead.
Right.
You know, that exciting, always curious and wanting to be friends and all of that, he's dead. The fact is, he's dead. Now you have this, I would say this beast who's very humble and who's focused on just bringing change, you know, and, you know, doing everything that is required to bring. So they play a big role in it. And, you know, now he's going to school to speaking to the youth about, you know, leadership and bullying and helping them become better individuals, better classmates, better students, and better sons and daughters to their parents, because it's key. You know, it's key, and it's helping them because they're the leaders of tomorrow. And we live in a world where, honestly, bullying is being ignored. And there's excuses to, oh, well, the boys will be boys.
Right.
Or, you know, things like that happen all the time. Or even there are some people, when you tell them, like, yeah, I was bullied, or when the kids tell me, I was bullied, yeah, I was bullied too in school, but I got over it. Like, they expect it to be like that.
Right.
Now, realizing that what it can do to you, you know, now you may have dealt with a situation where it was easy for you to get over, but not everyone's going to be in that position where, like, they're going to get over, because you don't know what that individual is capable of taking, how much they're able to deal with.
That's true.
So, me, when it comes to bullying, it's a serious topic for me. And I take it very personal when people make it sound like it's not a big deal. And, you know, a lot of people, they just don't understand, but it is what it is, especially people who never dealt with it or people who were bullies.
Right.
You know, they make it sound like, well, it ain't really that big of a deal. Nobody want to hear you about you being bullied. Now I'm taking it personal.
Right.
Because you got to understand the suicide rate with kids, babies, like literally,
that's,
you know, true, because of bullying.
That's,
and you
true,
mean to tell me that it's not a big deal?
So I
take it extremely personal.
I see it a lot with the, again, I work with children and teenagers. So I hear the stories. And just like you're saying, I hear that, you know, from individuals who have gotten older, even when I was younger, gotten older, you know, that, oh, you know, it's supposed to make you tougher or supposed to that. But I totally agree with you. You know, nobody knows how much a person can take. And one thing I will say that I see in you is the warrior. You know, you have a warrior mentality. And I was thinking about the fact of, you know, you were talking about you've won numerous championships. But there's a mindset. And the mindset that I see is you were a champion way before. You know, you developed that mindset of a champion and to be able to overcome. So talk a little bit about that. You know, tell us about how that developed in you.
It really started with the thought of suicide. Because now it's literally life or death we're talking.
Right.
And once I first attempted suicide, and it's like, no, I'm not going to do it. Second time, no, I'm not going to do it. Third time, I'm like, you know what? Next time these guys touch me, I'm going to kill them. Mm-hmm. Either they kill me or I kill them. And that's where it really started, because now that created in me this relentless mentality. Like, whatever it is, either I die or I'm going to get it. So now they transition over to powerlifting, where it's like, you know what? Only way I'm going to lift this weight is if I die trying to pull it. Mm. You know? And, you know, same thing with bodybuilding on prep. It's like, yo, only way that I'm not going to be in the best condition is if I die doing prep.
Right.
So now that put me in a position where everything is, I'm willing to sacrifice my own life for it. Because either I win or I die. And when you have that mentality of like win or die, you're forced to win.
Right.
You know, you're forced to win. Because one thing for me, I don't like being a coward. And even in some situations, if I know I'm going to lose, I'm not going down without a fight.
Right.
You know, I'm not going down without a fight. And when you transition that into like your basic life, you know, it builds a discipline, you know. Because some guys, if you think of these days with the champion mentality, people talk about that. Like, especially on social media, everybody's like, yeah, I'm this, I do this, I do that. Everybody want to be a motivational speaker. But it's time to put in the work. No one is really putting the effort.
Exactly.
No one's putting their best foot forward. When life gets hard and nothing is working out for you and you're just going through it, everybody quits. You know, everybody settles. Everybody except mediocre. Everybody except everything that's average. But me, at a very young age, I never accepted that. You know, like you talk about, you know, we're training at Body Challenge. I was 15 at the time.
Right.
I would walk 3 miles to the gym, train, then walk 3 miles back. And that was winter and summer.
Yep.
And sometimes I'll go across the field to Grant and I'll practice, do my cardio, do my football drills, whatever, and I'll walk home. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll stay there, bring food and everything, whatever. And I didn't even have money. So what I would do is I would get Pepsi and I would get coffee. Because you got to always have coffee in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I make that together, and that's my pre-workout.
Right.
And, you know, I really got that research from, like, you know, high female vitality muscle. So I was always a do-or-die type mentality. It's like, it's going to happen. No ifs, ands, or buts. Right. And, you know, a lot of the situations that I'm in is like, other people, oh, man, it's terrible. But it could have been worse, because keep in mind, I'm from Haiti.
Right.
You know, keep in mind I'm from Haiti, you know, just living in a one-bedroom apartment with both parents and everything stacked on top of each other. You're watching your mother sleep on the couch, your dad is on it. Like, all of that is like, it kills you, you know? So now when you wake up, it's like, yo, like, either I do it or I die. Like, you know, it's like you watching the look on your mom's face sleeping on the chair, your dad's on it. Like, it gets to you. So now it forces you to level up, because now you don't want to do nothing stupid to get to a certain level in life. You don't want to, sell out.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be one of these kids, you know, because I need money, I'm killing, I'm robbing. But come on, a guy like me, that's the thing, it's going to be a hard thing to do. So it's like, you humble yourself. You go deeper in your prayers. You remember the word of God, and, you know, you work your butt off. You put your best foot forward. You lace your boots up, and, you know, you face life, and you face every circumstance just as is, because it's either you or it. And one thing that I know about me is that I ain't going to lose.
Right.
I won't allow myself to.
You know, again, I was watching, I think it was the introduction to the Young Lion. I think that's what you named it.
Yeah.
As I was watching it, you know, I was listening to what you were saying. I was listening to the point when you were talking about when you went back to the school after the situation took place outside of school, and mm-hmm. you went and talked to the teacher. You know, oh, no, the secretary. you know, and he said to her, you know, you wanted to speak to the vice principal and the response. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that killed me. You know, that killed me just for the fact of, all right, and I'm going to share something. I know I was bullied, and I had my own moments, you know, growing up from North Philly. You know what I mean? Both of my parents are Moroccan. So, you know what I mean? I understand the whole thing of being different. Mm-hmm. And that feeling, you know, that feeling when you're looking at somebody tell you, you know, giving you a wasteful response to something that's purely more. You know, I mean, you're a young man, you've been hurt, you know what I mean? So, you know, that whole mentality, that whole reasoning, to me, I'm like, that's no reasoning at all. How old were you when you first had these thoughts of suicide?
About 10. That was about, 10 years old.
Wow.
10 years old.
Wow.
Because you understand, like I said, bro, you're really a baby. You're 10 years old, you're really a baby. And you're in a new country. You're in a new country. You just met your dad. You don't know the man. And your mom is here. She doesn't speak any English. You have no one to turn to for help. None. None. And, you know, you just go and you tell them, and they try to tell you what to do. You tell the teacher, and nothing happens. And even kids that were supposed to be translating for me at the time, because they were so scared of those other kids, they didn't want to be with me. They don't want any part to do with me. And during that thing of me being jumped, I was actually walking with a group of kids who lived in the same neighborhood as me. In my mind, you know, these were my friends.
Right.
There they were, because once those guys got to me, they kept walking. And I remember being on the floor staring at them. It's like, help. And nobody did anything. You got to understand, cars are driving and this is just a normal thing. No one is stopping. No one is helping. Nothing. Nothing. And every kid who was walking out of school that day literally got their punch in. Every single kid. Every single kid. So, you know, when you finally get up from the floor, and embarrassment and pain, and your face is swollen and dirt and everything, and you're just trying to walk back, and everybody's just going about their business, about their day. And, you know, you get back to school, you ask, hey, can I talk to the principal? And you're scared and you're terrified, and you just, it's like, oh, busy in a meeting. You can't go home. You know what I mean? So that does something to you, though. So it's like when you go home and you're watching your mother cry because she's seen her baby go through this, and your dad is angry, but he can't do anything. So it's like that puts you in a terrible situation. That puts you in a terrible position. So it's like, you know what? I'm a burden to everyone, so I'm out. No one likes me, so I'm out. You know, when I tell people, when people really hear my story, they're like, oh, I should have stayed in Haiti then. You know what I'm saying? And this is what we call patriotism now. And this is what we call the United States. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, man, it is what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? It is what it is. And like I said, the situation is extremely unfortunate. But it's such a position that I can help. Rocking this back.
Right.
And I can relate to a lot of people now because, you know, I take everything that it gave me as a positive thing. You know, dealing with depression because of it, dealing with PTSD because of it, having extreme trust issues because of it. Listen, man, like these aren't even self-diagnosed. These are doctors, bro.
Right.
So
right.
I look at it in a positive way because when I hear people talking about them dealing with depression, I'm like, yeah, I can relate. I can understand because there are days you wake up, you don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to get out your room. You don't. There are times when you're just so down, you're in so much pain. Tears want to come down your eyes. You're just sad. Everything is running through your mind. No one understands you. You're afraid of people judging you. You know, if you're in a relationship, girlfriend or boyfriend, husband or wife doesn't want to deal with it. It gets deep. It gets personal. Like, You don't understand how many people kill themselves when they have depression. 90%, bro. 90%. You know? And when you talk about PTSD, you have to understand, when you're diagnosed with PTSD, it's really now, it's really judged as you're bound to kill yourself.
Wow.
You know? You're bound to kill yourself. Because you know what I'm saying? PTSD is a diagnosis from, like, Belichick. And when you look at the concept of, like, when they give, like, the veterans treatment, there's really no treatment, bro. Because after a while, we realize, it's like, yo, you're only doing this for your money. You don't really care about it. Those visions, they don't stop. Those headaches, they don't stop. Those days of feeling extremely down, they don't stop. There are days where I want to go to the gym, but I can't. I'm just hurt. And because I've been through these situations. You know what I mean? So now being going through that era of my life puts me in a position where I can speak to anyone and everyone when they deal with this issue. But this is something that's ignored by everyone. And people make it sound like it's okay to deal with.
It's not.
People make it sound like they, you know, it's cool. But it's really not. The fact of the matter is really not. It's really not. It's not cool. It's not cool. And people are killing themselves every day because of it.
So, what do you want to pass on? I want this. This is what I want to ask you. Because, first of all, I want to say this to you. I thank the Creator that you're here. Not just because of what you've been through, but because you are a shining example of strength. And I'm saying that because understanding some of the things you went through, I can't say I understand all of them, but understanding some of them, all right, you are an example of strength, real strength. The whole reason I created this show was because my belief is that fitness is not one thing. Mm-hmm. It is a holistic thing. When we talk about being healthy, being fit, it's not just because you can lift heavy weight. It's not just because you go to the doctor and the doctor says you don't have any ailments that we see and you're feeling good. It's more than that. It goes deeper. It goes to your mental. It goes to your spiritual. It goes to your physical. It goes into everything that makes you able to function in this world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you yourself are, to me, an inspiration to not only myself, but to so many others, because a lot of us deal with this and we can't say it. We don't feel we can say it, you know. And bullying to me is not just it. We say it because I think it's more pronounced with children.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody can be bullied. I know grown men right now that are being bullied. Grown women that are being bullied. All right. What would you say to them right now, knowing that they can hear you? What message would you give to them?
Speak up. And don't be afraid, because the fear that you feel of, you know, you being judged or you being bullied and all of that is actually what's killing you the most. When you speak up, you're taking actions. And the first step to taking the proper actions that is required to help put an end to it. And when you speak up, you want to speak to the right people. You want to speak to the right people and you want to hold your ground. You want to understand that you can't allow anyone to take advantage of you because you have a good heart. You know, you have to put your best foot forward and do what is required. As positive as you can. As positive as you can. But the main key thing is speak up. One of the best things that I could have done was I spoke up. Sometimes I was ignored, and other times, people listened. People listened. And, you know, because some people listened, some things was able to be done about it. And, you know, if you're able to change your circumstance and put yourself in a different environment, do so. Because people get bullied in their own relationship. People get bullied by their own family. Speak up, you know. Because I believe the concept of, like, low self-esteem is really come from what your family starts to, you know, pick on you at a very young age. You know what I mean? So the main first thing is speaking up. And if it's possible for you to change your environment, change it.
Damius, what's next for you? I mean, because I see all the positive things. We talk about the past. Let's talk a little bit about the future, all right? What's going on with you now?
Well, right now, my main focus is really preaching the word of God.
Okay.
I got my calling a few months in about last year. And, you know, I've been preaching ever since. And, you know, God has gotten me deeper and deeper into his word. And I've been seeking him on a different level. So that's really that. And, you know, that's really the foundation of everything. And that's really one of my main focus. Now, when it comes to, like, fitness and everything else, I plan on stepping on stage and, you know, doing a few bodybuilding shows and even getting back into powerlifting. But I really want to lay out the foundation for me first before I do anything. Because I'm always, you know, I've been doing this on my own. I've learned a lot. I've accomplished a lot. But it's time for me to get that structure. In the future, one thing that can be expected is literally for me to take this bullying movement to the next level, the higher level, a level that no one is trying to take it to. And, you know, personal goals is, you know, I'll be going for my pro card and bodybuilding and, you know, just focusing on giving back. You know, it's all about giving back because there's no reason why I should have a story like I do and it's not being shared. Some people, they don't want to share. Some people, they don't want to reach out to, you know, so that story can be heard, so that story can be shared because they ignore it. Because to them, it's not important. But it is important when, like, once, like, a major event happens. You know, when a major event happens, like a school shooting happens, and, you know, they find out, oh, yeah, the kid was bullied on there, you know, all of a sudden, they're, oh, yeah, I'll interview you for this. You know, it's all nonsense, man.
Right.
It's all nonsense, but my main focus is literally laying the best foundation ever I can for me. And building from there, you know, it's like the past is the past, including the accomplishments, and now just like better and greater things.
Well, man, let me say this. I can say with extreme confidence, I see positive things in the horizon for you. You bring an energy about you. You bring a respect and a humility that is worthy of your name. And wish you the best. All right. Always wish you the best. And we definitely want you to come back to the De La Fit podcast and talk, you know, and continue to spread your message, man, because it's a true, truly needed message that everyone needs to hear. You know, my one thing for me is that I think we spend a lot of time on, quote unquote, you know, we're spending money on resources, and the biggest resources that we don't spend enough money on are our children. You know, I mean, if you don't spend it on the youth, that's where the cure for everything comes from. Any problem you want to solve, it comes from the youth. So, you know, I mean, truly, you know, and I'm glad you're here, man. I'm glad you're here because, you know, knowing that there are individuals like you who want to put out the positivity, you know, and try to not try, and will fight the fight and get rid of this, you know, it makes me confident, you know, so definitely. Damius, tell everybody where they can reach you on your social media, you know, your email, if they want to contact you, ask you questions, talk to you, you know, please let them know.
First thing, so I want to say thank you for having me. It really means a lot, everything you said. Everyone can reach me on my Instagram at Caribbean_muscles, CARIBBEAN_. MUSCLES, muscles. And, you know, Facebook, Nick Slotamius, NIXLOTDAMEUS. And, you know, I'm not one of these guys who ignore messages or think I'm all that. You know, my head is not big. Though I have all the accomplishments that I do, I'm always someone who's willing to help. Regardless what it is, whatever advice that I can give, whatever help that I can give, it will be given.
Damius, thank you for coming on the show, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. God bless.
You're now tuned in to the De La Fit Podcast.
Check us out everywhere. Spotify,
Google Play Music,
iTunes, and much, much more.
De La Fit Podcast.
Truly a powerful interview with the young lion, Nick Slotdamius. I encourage everyone to go to his Instagram, go to his YouTube, and witness the transformation of a strong young man, of a young man who has grown up forged under fire. it's motivating, it's inspirational, and it should give you some insight on what we're capable of accomplishing with the proper motivation, but also what we're able to overcome. And this young man has overcome a lot and still is overcoming. I'm going to take a quick moment because I just want to talk about the whole pattern, the whole thought pattern. Because while listening to this young man's story, and again, I started because I was listening to, or rather watching his somewhat documentary on YouTube, which you can find. It's called The Introduction to the Young Lion, Nick Slotdamius. It's on YouTube, and I encourage everybody to go and see it. I can remember being bullied and having instances of being bullied, not to the extent that this young man had, but I just remember growing up of my culture. I'm Moorish by nationality, which is of Moroccan descent. The two are connected. The two are the same. I can get into it, but I'm not for the sake of time. But I remember telling individuals growing up and basically being raised very differently, extremely differently. And I was born in this country. And when you're born in certain cultures or you're born into certain circumstances, depending on how people can act, you can be bullied. You know, and I was just thinking about that, whereas my circumstance was a little different. My parents, you know, they had their own business. They had two cars, you know, and we're growing up in North Philly, we're doing pretty good, you know, and from my own circumstance of seeing things, I was always the target because I was looked at as the rich kid, the rich child, the rich guy. And my parents worked damn hard. They worked very hard to make a life for their family. And I got pointed out and picked out because I guess I thought my life was better. You know, so, you know, and that forged me in a way that made me very focused and understand that, you know, I've got to learn how to defend myself. I've got to learn how to take care of myself. I've got to learn how to stand up for myself. My parents were there, you know, both of them stood, you know, and would stand up and back me up if necessary. But my parents worked very hard. My parents never took a vacation. Ever. They still haven't taken a vacation. They're retired. It just didn't take place. It wasn't something that was in them for that, for whatever reason. No, rather, it just wasn't there. You know, they work. That's who they are. That's how they are. And they put that into their children. You know, my brothers, my sisters, we're all workaholics. I'm a workaholic. so I remember, and I could, a lot of things I could kind of connect on with this young man's story. And I encourage anybody that's listening, no matter what age you are, no matter what your gender, no matter what the circumstance is, if you can, try your best. Please try your best to get away. Please try your best to connect with people who can help you. Please try your best. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying that it's gonna just go away overnight, because I don't believe it does. But just like Damian said, say something, do something. You're worth it. You're worth to live a life where you don't have to worry about this. Whether you're a grown woman, whether you're a grown man, whether you're a child, you know, whether it's an abusive relationship from either gender, you know, I mean, because bullying it should just not be tolerated. It should not be tolerated. One should not feel or should not have to go through bullying. You know, and there's a lot more I can say about it, but, you know, we're going to end that conversation. But I just want to thank Damius for coming on to the De La Fit podcast, speaking with us, speaking to all of you out there. And hopefully you all got something out of it that you can take back with you to perhaps give you the strength if you are being bullied, if you are being mistreated, if you are being abused, if something is taking place to you. You know, maybe this will give you the strength to step forward and take that step to stop it, you know. And please, you know, for all those who are even the fact that with Damian is thinking about suicide at the age of 10, please reach out. Please reach out to somebody. Please. There are people that will be there for you. Please. You know, if it's this podcast, if you want to email us or something, please do something. Nick Slott left his email, social media. If you feel it's something that if there's nowhere to turn to, you know, you feel that you're left out, please, hey, look, reach out even here. You know, the De La Fit podcast, you can reach us or our email. We have an email. We have a social media. You know, the email is dela13@gmail.com. Email us. I have it on my phone. Look, I get every email, you know, and if I see it and I can help, I will try my best to assist or put you in somebody who is more capable to assist. You know, again, thank you to Damius for coming on to the show. We've got some other information coming up for you, turning the chapter a little bit to a more medicinal type of style of work. That sentence made no sense at all. I'm still just, you know, I'm kind of still back with that interview. But at the same time, we're going towards something else. We're going to talk to Tiana Savoy, who is going to drop the jewels on you about massage therapy and why you should incorporate it in your training, in your life, and every facet of you as a being. That sounded smooth in my head. I don't know if it was. Anyway, please tune in next.
It's time for dropping the jewels.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the De La Fit Podcast, and I have with me a great guest. You know, here at the De La Fit Podcast, we always like to bring in specialists to speak on certain things for our Dropping the Jewels section. And this individual, I was glad to have come on the show. We were scouting out different individuals, and she popped up on the radar. Miss Tiana Savoy, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Well, doing pretty good. Enjoying this weather. I mean, when it's not raining.
Which is awesome.
I know, right? So today we're talking about, well, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. If I'm correct, you are a massage therapist. Am I correct?
Yes. I'm a licensed massage therapist in the state of Pennsylvania. And I have been doing massage for 5 years.
Okay.
I started off doing multiple franchises. So I've worked for two different franchises within the first 4 years of my career. And now in the last year, I actually started my own business, the Boy Royalty Wellness LLC.
Okay. So let me ask you this. What got you started? What made you interested in becoming a massage therapist?
So I've always been great with my hands as far as what I was told. I actually used to work on my great-grandmother when she was really, really sick many years ago. She had, like, arthritis and a bunch of different other things. So I used to work, like, her hands and her feet and her legs just to soothe her and keep her moving. And then after my grandma passed, I actually was like a manager at a barbershop, like a full-service barbershop.
Okay.
Where they did skin treatments, facials, things like that. So I worked there. Sometimes clients would say, hey, in between while I'm waiting, do you mind working on my, like, my neck and shoulders? I'll give you a couple extra dollars. So I'm like, oh, sure. It came down to I was great at it. Why not? I actually had a gap in my career where I was I worked in, like, the distribution center for, like, the post office, and I hated the job. And I was just like, I really like working with my hands. I think I'm going to actually go back and do that. So I had a chance there. It was like, I wasn't working, go back to school.
Okay.
And I always told myself, pretty much when my daughter went to school, mommy was going back to school. And that's what happened. My daughter was starting her first day of kindergarten. Mommy was starting her first day of massage school.
That's what's up. That's awesome right there. Going after your passion and what you feel you're meant to do. So you said that you were working on your grandmother as far as, like, massaging her hands and things like that, which kind of segues into my first question, which is, what are the health benefits of massage? You know, who benefits from it and why?
Okay. So as far as health benefits goes, pretty much massage has physical, emotional, and mental benefits.
Okay.
So as far as it goes to just relaxing, it helps to calm the nervous system, and it lowers blood pressure. It helps with pain management. So I have, like, a lot of my clients deal with pain management. Where actually I have a couple of clients who actually are where they actually do, like, medical marijuana for their pain management. So I pretty much. Pain management is literally, like, my number one thing, like, as far as clients and their issues. I have a lot of clients with that problem. Then I also have my athletes. I actually have a client who does Muay Thai. So pretty much it helps with pain restoration, muscle restoration. So when after he's beating down his body in the gym and all of his trainings and things like that, preparing for fights and things like that, it actually helps to restore his muscles, keep him moving fluidly, because pretty much your body is like a car. If you don't manage it, it falls apart. Many days your car has to go through that inspection. Pretty much massage is like your inspection. You pretty much have to maintenance it. The more you use it, the more you lose it. Like, those muscles start to break down and then start to fall apart.
Okay. So, wow, that's some awesome information. I'm writing down some notes here and thinking some things because I know I could use it as a weightlifter, which goes to my next question. So individuals with certain ailments, such as osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, they can also benefit from massage also. Am I correct?
Definitely.
All right. What are some of the other ailments that a person might have that they can benefit, massage might be useful for them?
So I have, like, people with, like, insomnia, people with really bad tension headaches. Somebody actually went through chemo and radiation. So every so often he gets, like, really, really bad. They call them, like, how they explain it to them for people who have actually been through cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. They actually explain it to them like it's a chemical migraine or a chemical headache. Mm-hmm. So pretty much You have the sensitivity to light, noise, you name it. Your head literally pounds to the point where you can't do anything. You literally shut down. So he literally like lays in the dark, but massage actually helps to, for him, helps him to not have tension headaches and have those painful throbbing headaches as much. So when he used to have them maybe like every other day, now it's kind of like once every couple days. I have like a couple clients who pain is just really bad for them. People who have been in like, you know, car accidents, things like that, you know, you never ever treat your body after an accident or something severe. Like, I've had people who have like broken a leg or something like that. So you're in the cast for a certain amount of time.
Okay.
And then your body's your muscles and things have to heal. But what they actually do say, I mean, it's not one of those things that people actually really say, but when your body heals from that accident or that break, it never really, really heals. Because you still get that pain for the rest of your life. Like, for certain people, you actually have that pain, that ongoing pain for the rest of your life. It's not like you're in pain every day,
right,
but you do have that pain. Like, you know, like if you have like someone who's ordering your, it rains, oh my gosh, it's going to, or before it even rains, it's going to rain. My body feels it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But with massage, if it's raining for 5 days straight, you're doubled over in pain. What do you do?
Wow. Okay. All right. So, and I actually have an aunt who has been through that. So I definitely can understand what it is that you're talking about. So, Tiana, how would somebody, now that you've clarified some of the benefits that massage helps with, how would somebody find the perfect massage therapist for them? Say they're not in Philadelphia or in, we have listeners from different parts of the country. So, how would they go about finding a licensed therapist, a licensed massage therapist?
Okay. So one, determine why you need massage in the first place.
Okay.
Two,
how would they go about doing that? I'm sorry to cut you off. How would they go about doing that?
No problem. So one, basically even just knowing the different reasons for massage. So people who are stressed, people who have problems sleeping, people who are in a lot of pain, people who just bang their bodies up daily just with work, just people like sitting at desks all day, people who are on the computers all day, they have people who stand on their feet all day, things like that. If you can actually say, look, I know I'm breaking down my body. I know that things are starting to fall apart. I know that I'm getting to that point where it's unbearable for me to stand, walk, do things like that. My range of motion is off, things like that. When you're starting to go through those parts and those times of your life and you know that you're overwhelmed and stress is keeping you up at night, those are those things that you should be looking for. Those things to know, those triggers to say, I need to get a massage. I need to find balance. When your body's off center, that's pretty much what you need to do.
Okay. All right. So how would we go about finding somebody like you who is skilled like you? Say if they're in Virginia, how would we go about doing that?
So sometimes they always say, you know, inquiring from like friends and family members, kind of referral thing. There's also, depending on what your insurance is, you could actually contact your insurance and they could actually tell you, because actually there is a such thing as medical massage. So where you actually, if you, depending on what your insurance is, you may actually qualify to receive actual massages through your insurance.
Okay. And
there's also picking an appropriate massage therapist would be more so knowing the different types of massage, kind of informing yourself on different types of massage. Basically, like a basic Swedish massage is kind of for relaxation. If you want like a deep tissue, it's kind of manipulation and breakdown of the muscles. Your hot stones is pretty much, I love hot stones because they're great for the There is great for the stressed person. There is great for the pain person. Okay. They're all around. Like, it basically helps to muff the muscles and kind of penetrate the muscles to where you can actually get to the source without breaking down or beating down the muscles, as opposed to a deep tissue.
So, all right. So you actually just switched into another question that I wanted to ask you. So, all right, what would you recommend for, because we have a lot of listeners who are in the gym, like myself. I'm a physical trainer, but I also lift a lot. What would you recommend for somebody like myself, you know, who's doing heavy lifting and things like that? What would you recommend for me?
Okay. So as a licensed massage therapist and who I am, I don't just go in and give everybody a deep tissue that goes to the gym.
Okay.
I'm just one of those people who don't. Because at the end of the day, everybody's bodies are different. Your muscles are different on each person. Your body type is different. The way you handle pain is different. So it also determines that. Those are different determinations. Also, how frequent you're going to the gym, how much of a deep down or breakdown of your body you're doing, and depending on your pain, like where your pain tolerance is, or actually how much pain you're actually going through at that time.
Right, right.
So I, for someone who is constantly beating down, breaking down, they're always on the go, I really would recommend. So deep tissue is great for you, but also you want to incorporate a little bit of sport, because what happens is it's a little bit of stretching, kind of realigning things, putting your body back into its actual normal state. So I do, I know for me, my technique, I do a lot of myofascial release, which is a melting of the muscles, but it's more, it's more pressurized.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pressure point. Sorry. Yeah, it's pressure point. And it's more of pressure point and pivoting, kind of, and then I incorporate stretches. I'm not always going in and just attacking the muscle. Like, you have to melt the muscle first before you go in. So that's why, for me, I do less deep tissue on people. And most of my clients just love it because it's not that deep down or breakdown that a deep tissue does. It's more of a soothing and relaxing, but also with a penetration, and then, you know, adding stretches is always great.
Tiana, how can our listeners get in touch with you, our potential clients or people that have questions? How can they contact you? Because you've just given us a wealth of information in about a few moments. We'd love to continue to talk to you more, but unfortunately we don't have the time. How can they contact you? What's your social media? What's your email? Give them to the people that will be listening.
Okay. So great. So I'm Savoy Royalty Wellness. So it's Savoy Royalty, RHYALTY Wellness, LLC. But on Instagram, it is Savoy Royalty Wellness 247. And then on Facebook, it is Savoy 247.
Tiana, thank you for coming on the De La Fit podcast. We'll be contacting you to come back again. I'm sure we're going to have many individuals who are going to want to speak to you and ask questions and just get more information. Thank you for your time. Everybody, stay tuned. We got more guests coming soon.
You're now tuned in to the De La Fit podcast.
So I just want to take the time to thank our guests who have joined us today. Nick Slott, Damius, the Young Lion, a.k.a. the Warrior, him, and for sharing his story with us here. Want to thank Tiana Savoy for sharing her information and joining us on the Dropping the Jewel section. This was a very amazing, powerful, inspirational show for me, which I hope it was for many of you out there. I hope it was something that you can take or go away from this podcast and actually take something positive with you. Whether it's strength, whether it's knowledge, I just hope, or something that you can at least share with somebody that you love or you care about, or you're, you know, that you think might need this, please do it. Like, follow, share. We encourage you to do so if you like what we're doing here on the De La Fit podcast, because we look at fitness and health as one big holistic life experience and following. It's not just something that you do in the summertime, you do in the wintertime for summertime. It's not just something that you do when you're forced to. It's something that we believe that you should carry out and look deep within and look past just the physical. It's more than just picking up barbells and lifting. It's more than just doing push-ups. It's more than just what you eat and nutrition. It's what you think. It's what you read. It's how you interact with people. It's how you process information. Fitness and health basically is how you manage to get along and how you manage to flow through life. You know, there are people who are tremendously strong and powerful, but they have a dysfunctional mindset for whatever reason. There are people who have a positive mindset, but maybe they're not physically where they want to be. There are people who need help spiritually. There are people who need help mentally. You know, people that need help in so many different ways. And we are a fitness health show. This is what we do. This is what we promote. And again, we thank you so much for tuning in to the De La Fit podcast. If you have any comments, if you have any topics that you would like us to cover in this podcast, please feel free to hit us up at DeLaFit13@gmail.com. Also, we are on Instagram at Day_La_FitPodcast. Hit us up. You can also find me on Instagram as well at the_body_alchemist, ALKAMIST. I check it all the time. Everything is hooked up to my phone, guys. I'm so automated. That's how everything works nowadays. I have so many alerts, so many things that hit me. And sometimes I can't even put my phone near the microphone where I'm broadcasting or where I'm conducting interviews, because I'm sure you all heard it. I keep it real. I keep it 100% with everyone on here. I'm sure you hear it in the background. Bling, bing, 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 burr, 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 burr. Sounds like a video game, but that is my phone because I'm getting so many constant alerts. So, again, I hope everybody enjoyed this podcast. I hope you will continue to be kind and be healthy and be fit and live life and just try to be your most positive, progressive self that there is. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. As always, be well, be healthy, be fit.
You're now tuned into the De La Fit podcast. Yeah,